Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Look who's on the hotline right now. Our pal John Sterling.
Oh, talking about great broadcasters.
Hey, John. Welcome to the Carton Show Big Mac. How you doing, pal?
Well, it's my pleasure. Yes. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, John.
I want to ask you about your health in a second, but I was just kind of reminiscing with Big Mac about some of the legendary New York announcers, and he had not heard of Chris Schenkel or Seamus Mallon. And I'm wondering, in your storied career, did you ever get to work with either of those two guys?
Well, I certainly know Chris Schenkel.
Right.
In fact, in the old days, he did the Giant Games on Channel 5. And he also did a lot of boxing and a lot of work on the network. I think he's with ABC.
Yeah, he was a big bowling guy.
Seamus Mallon, I think, was a soccer announcer.
Yes.
And since I don't watch a lot of soccer, I never really heard him.
He was the New York Cosmos guy when the Cosmos took over New York in 1977.
Ah.
Yes. We had Bob Wolf's grandkids in here today, which has made us start reminiscing about the legendary announcers, which brings me to you. I know you told Ricky Ricardo that you had a health scare and had a heart attack. What the heck happened and how are you?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm fine. You know, I had a heart attack. And I did not feel any pains beforehand, and I feel nothing now, so they did a great job. My heart is sound, and I never remembered a moment on the table. I guess they knocked me out pretty good. It's affected my legs, which happens every now and then, so I'm building them up.
Right.
I had a physical examination and workout today, and so now I'm on the road to recovery.
Good.
But thank you for asking.
What how did you know that you had the heart attack? What happened?
Well, Chris, I don't think you know what happened. I guess something failed. And I'm lucky that I was in the hands of a great cardiologist.
Yeah,
recommended. And I went to see him, and that's what happened.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Now, talking to the great John Sterling, I wonder, John, after all those years in the booth, when pitchers and catchers report, and we actually have some spring training games, do the juices start flowing for you again like they did for so many years?
Well, the juices don't flow in that I want to work. I don't. But today, I watched the Met game. They tied the Astros, and now I'm watching the Dodgers in Cleveland. When you're in bed, you know, I don't miss a game. And, you know, I've loved baseball since I was a little boy, and I will love it till my dying day.
You didn't get a chance to see the Yankee game today? They beat the Blue Jays today.
No, because they had the game on an app.
Oh, that's right.
Get.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we gotta set you up with the app.
We gotta get the Gotham app.
Gotta get you the Gotham app.
Yes.
Yeah. But how do you feel about the Yankees this year with the run it back, bringing back the same team? No big movements, no shiny toys for the fans, no big free agent. It's been a big talking point of the offseason. How do you feel about the run it back Yankees?
Well, I mentioned to when I did Ricky Ricardo's show the other day, the Yankees they're not a complete team. Mm-hmm. They're not a whole team. They have a lot of holes. But they have two things that can keep them in the pennant race. One, outstanding starting pitching. And then the obvious, their tremendous power. You know, you lead the major leagues in runs scored, you're going to be in good shape. So they're going to have a very good team, and we'll see how it goes. They're in a very good division mm-hmm. with Toronto, who is terrific, and Boston and Baltimore. So we'll see.
Chris here said earlier today, John, that he thought the fact that Aaron Judge got on the bus to go to Dunedin to play the Blue Jays was his manner of sending a message to Toronto that we ain't messing around this year. I'm showing up and getting on a bus. What do you think about that as a possibility?
Well, I don't think there are a lot of messages sent in spring training. It's so kind of uniformly boring. But Judge is a great captain. Mm-hmm. He really cares about his team. He really cares about his teammates. And he is the best player in baseball, and it's wonderful to have him on our side.
When news came out about your health scare, I'm wondering about Derek Jeter calling you to make sure you're okay and Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Did your phone blow up with Yankee players and former Yankee players checking in to see how you were doing or no?
Well, my phone did blow up. Not especially with Yankee players, but with all the friends I've met
right.
over the years. I did the Yankees for 36 years. So then I've been on the air for 60 years. I've met an awful lot of friends, and they've been very supportive.
Is it true that you've said that your most proud moment as a broadcaster was not the Yankee World Series wins, was not doing NBA games, was not all the great things you broadcasted, but is it true that you once told someone your greatest accomplishment in broadcasting was the Kitty Bowl?
I hope not. I hope not. That could have been one of the low moments.
I know you said that the juices don't flow to get back to work, but I do want to ask you a couple of questions. What was it like to have a full, complete season last year without doing any games? How did you enjoy it, or did you struggle with it at all? Did you miss it? And do you still come up with, I know, like Paul Goldschmidt or some of the new players from last year, said it's the running back team. Do you still come up with home run calls in your head? Do you still think about
it? I could do it in my head, absolutely.
Yeah, like each new player last year, Caballero came up. Did you think about home runs as you were watching the game, what you would say, how you would come up with a creative home run call?
Well, not watching the games, mm-hmm. but if you ask me, well, for example,
yes, please.
Mike Tauchman hit a home run from the Mets today.
Yes.
And he loved when I came up with the Sock Man.
The Sock Man, yeah.
And they had shirts printed out, and he told Susan last year, no matter where he's been to a couple of other teams, he says people still refer to him as a Sock Man.
Sure.
So I like that.
So yeah. You must have loved when David Ortiz, Yankees, when the Yankees got knocked out against Toronto this past year, and David Ortiz is up there going, da Yankee Lou, da Yankee Lou.
Yep.
You must have loved that, huh?
Well, I love the fact that they're hip to the reference.
Yeah.
And I like it. And then you asked me last year if it bothered me not doing games. And the answer is no. First of all, I've been on the air 60 years from 1960. And then doing all those baseball broadcasts, you know, I don't like the travel. In fact, Howie Rose of the Mets.
Yeah, he's cutting back.
Is not going to do road games this year. And he said, you know, I would do more games if they had a way to parachute me into my booth And then at the end of the game, parachute me back out.
Yeah.
And so I the games are, to me, are very easy. Mm-hmm. I've done so many.
Right.
But the rest of it just has worn me out. So
is it the plane ride, or is it the having to sleep on another, you know, strange hotel bed in another town? What part of the travel is the toughest for you? What's the toughest?
That's easy. The part of the travel is getting into cities at 4 and 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm a late night person. So then I begin, you know, my day, and it wears you out, especially after all those years.
Sure. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in. Yeah. I was concerned about your health. That's why we asked our producer to reach out to you. I'm glad that it was a little blip on the radar and you got a clean bill of health. And we always think about you when we think Yankee baseball. And I'm glad to hear you sounding so well and vibrant. And I hope you have many, many more years to enjoy Yankee baseball and all the things that make you happy. And I appreciate you joining us for a couple minutes today. Thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure to be on with both of you. And I wish you all the success in the world.
Well, thanks, John. Be well. Take care now.
Take care. Be well.
The great John Sterling checking in.
Great John Sterling.
On a random day as we reminisce about the great sports broadcasters of New York, which was not planned, by the way. Did not plan it. Mm-mm. To be fair, I knew that Bob's grandson was coming in.
Yeah.
Totally forgot that he was coming in.
Right.
Until I got the text, I'm downstairs. And then I told Pete, can you let him in?
Yeah. I mean, you totally didn't tell forgot. Me. I was wondering who they were for the first 30 minutes.
He's like, there's people watching the show. Yes. I don't know who they are.
Did we forget something? I was like.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.